Welcome to Brewed Insight, Mini Morning Bursts, where we dive into those spontaneous, out-of-the-blue thoughts that bubble up during my morning routine. I'm Joe Harris, and these mini episodes are all about keeping it real, more real than real. Picture this, it's early, I've just grabbed my phone, hit record, and let the thoughts flow unfiltered, uncensored. So grab your favorite brew, settle in, and join me for a dose of genuine off-the-cuff reflections to kickstart your day. Hi, everybody. It's Joe. Okay, so here's my morning burst. Maybe it's the air or the energy today. I don't know. I've had a couple days like that. But I often, you know, of course, I'm posting things on Instagram and Facebook and all the social medias like we're supposed to do this thing for a living. And of course, I follow some people. And of course, I have some things in my feed, especially Facebook. Facebook sends you things that you didn't really ask for. You know what I mean? So I read something today. And it pissed me off. I joke and I laugh about these morning bursts because they're bursts of thoughts, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But I came across something when I posted something in the mindset space on Facebook. I'm going to read it to you. It says, an unhealed person can find defense in pretty much anything someone does. A healed person understands that the actions of others has absolutely nothing to do with them. Each day you get to decide which one you will be. I have a few thoughts on this. I think it's incorrectly written. It's just my perspective. It doesn't mean anything right or wrong, but here's some thoughts. I don't think that if you find offense to something someone does means that you're not healed or that you need healing in any way. It might just mean you actually find offense to something someone does. And maybe what they did actually is a problem or not. It doesn't really matter. I just really disagree with the fact of writing things out there and saying an unhealed person can find offense with pretty much something someone does. And a healed person understands it's the actions have nothing to do with them. I don't think that's correct. I think depending on the situation in particular, of course, always, it has nothing to do with healed or unhealed. And I think it's unfair to put that out there, especially in this day and age where we are discovering that a huge percentage of the population struggles emotionally, mentally, in some way. Either big, small, or medium, or they have bouts of it here and there. Because of course we do. Life sometimes sucks, and sometimes it's really difficult to get through something, or it's just difficult. Work is really stressful, or your kids are really stressful, or there's some things going on with your friends, or who knows? There's so many things in life that get in our way of feeling complete joy every day. But we're kind of beating a dead horse, you know, with this healed, unhealed. I think people and the race, honestly, is in a constant movement of healing and growing. Healing from all things that occur, not just healing. Because sometimes you're doing pretty good. I think we can't just single it down to that. I think every person is constantly in a movement of healing and growing throughout their life from all of the experiences, the little ones, the big ones, the ginormous ones that punch you in the gut, poke you in the nose, rip your heart out. You know, social media pisses me off a little bit because it's very beneficial in so many ways. You know, I'm going to say this and something I do is going to piss somebody off too. And I'm going to be very sorry because I try really hard to be mindful about what I write and put on social media. But hey, We all make mistakes. So I'm not totally criticizing this post. What I'm saying is it made me think this isn't fair, because for people who have really gone through something, they'll feel like, well, I thought I was doing better. And that will actually create, you know, a mental trigger that I think is unfair. And I think there's a lot of stuff on there that pushes people in the wrong way, and it's unkind. So what I say today is, when you see something like that, because I know you do, stop. Take a look at it and literally say, I completely don't agree. And that's okay. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to say it directly. You don't have to actually respond. But you don't have to agree if it doesn't feel right, if it pushes you in the wrong direction where you're not going, oh yeah, I totally think that sounds great, or that makes me feel good, then let it go, write it off, because it isn't correctly said. Just saying. I've kind of talked about two things, aren't I? Huh, that's me. The bottom line is, there's a lot of stuff out there about healing, and there's a lot of stuff that tries to suggest that we have to be perfect and positive and Buddha-like to be healed. And I think that's unrealistic. Buddha-like, it's a practice of living. It's a way of living. And realistically, we don't live in a world that allows us to do that easily. So we don't have to give ourselves that much pressure that, sure, we can react. We can find defense. We can get pissed off. It's how we do that that matters. And are we becoming the same and attacking? That matters. We don't want to do that, right? We just want to notice and go, okay, well, that really pissed me off. Now what am I going to do about it? What do? I do these morning bursts. No, I don't do them because things piss me off. I do them because I just had a random big thought and something needed to be said. So there you have it. If you're on a healing journey, blessings to you. I'm reaching through the universe and through the air and through this microphone and sending you a big, warm, warm, fat, huge, squishy hug to say, hey, I care about you too, even if I don't know you. Have a great day. That's it for now.